Okay, so DeepSeek just dropped something I did not have on my bingo card. Not another model, an agent harness. Open source MIT called DSH. And the pitch is basically everything is a plugin.
Yeah, and the everything is doing real work there. The model adapter is a plugin, the tool registry is a plugin, the agent loop itself is a plugin. It's built on something called Cortis, which is a meta framework designed around composable plugins. So it's plugins all the way down, which either sounds elegant or terrifying depending on your mood.
Honestly, both.
Right. But the thing that actually makes me pay attention is what swappability buys you in practice. If your model adapter is a plugin, you can run V4 Pro for planning and V4 Flash for the high volume cheap steps without rewiring anything in the harness. That's not a small thing. Most runtimes bake the model call pretty deep.
Oh, that's the user story right there. Teams already running DeepSeek models, and there are a lot of them now that V4 Flash is free tier and V4 Pro just went generally available. They get a first party harness that already knows how to talk to both. That's not nothing.
Sure.
An MIT license plus open weights is a real unlock for anyone in a regulated space who can't just pipe data to a closed API. The self-host the whole stack story gets a lot cleaner if the harness is also yours to run.
That part I buy. The thing I want to poke at is the tool registry as plugin, because that's where I'd expect the complexity to live. If you're adding or removing capabilities at the registry layer, you need to be pretty careful about what the agent loop assumes is available at runtime. The elegance of the design depends on how well those boundaries are actually enforced.
Mm.
And we don't have that from what's out yet. It's developer preview, source just dropped. So I'm genuinely curious whether the plugin contracts are tight or whether they're, here's a pattern, good luck.
That is such a Cody question. But fair, the contract layer is exactly where these things either hold or fall apart under real workloads.
Speaking of things falling apart, can I just say, we are now on episode 866, and this is, I think, the fourth harness this month that we've looked at. The field keeps naming grand architectures, and then the useful product turns out to be routing and receipts. We literally said that in 858.
We did. And you know what? I'm going to be the one who says this one might actually be different. Not because the architecture is revolutionary, but because of who is shipping it. DeepSeek has the model ecosystem to make the harness sticky. It's not some random runtime looking for users. It's a runtime that already has a reason to exist for anyone already on V4 Flash or V4 Pro.
Okay, that's actually a real point. The model to harness flywheel is something LangGraph doesn't have natively. They're model agnostic by design, which is a feature, but it also means no one's pulling you in from the model side.
Right, right.
The Register called this out too. DeepSeek moving to compete beyond benchmarks, which, yeah, V4 Pro matching GPT 5.5 and Opus 4.7 on agentic coding at roughly 3 times lower cost is already a market story. If you then give people a first-party harness to run it, that's a different kind of moat.
It's a developer experience moat, and those are real. Once the harness is in your repo, switching the model is easy. Switching the harness is a project.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to flag one thing I'm genuinely not sure about. Is this a harness people adopt standalone, or is it basically a wrapper that only makes sense if you're already in the DeepSeek model world? Because if it's the latter, the model agnostic plugin story is a little theoretical.
That's the tension, yeah. The Cortis meta framework is supposedly general. You could plug in a different model adapter, but whether anyone actually does that in practice, or whether the docs and examples are all V4 centric, I'd want to see the repo before I call it.
It's at the DeepSeek GitHub. They called it DSH in the source. I'll drop a link in the show notes.
Worth a look. And honestly, even if the model agnostic story is aspirational for now, the MIT license means someone will fork it for other backends. That's just how open source goes.
Oh, for sure. Someone's wiring Kimi K3 into this by next week. I'd put money on it.
I would not take that bet. That's an easy one.
Oh, come on. I need a win on the board. My 801 standing bet is almost up, and I'm not feeling great about it.
The routing layer as default one? Yeah, Justy. I'd start mentally conceding that.
I know. Anyway, DSH, MIT, Cordis, developer preview right now. If you're already running DeepSeek models, this is probably worth an afternoon.
And if you're not, it's worth watching to see whether the plugin contracts actually hold. That's the real test.
All right, Cody, go check the contracts. Report back.